I remember how Dad often told the story, or maybe sometime it was Mom who would tell it, about Dad's old Norwegian relatives who would all sit around at the dinner table in silence, and every now and then one would say, "So?" I think Dad inherited a little of that inclination towards non-verbosity, and at least in family matters, and I inherited some and then some. At any rate, Dad and I did a whole lot of non-verbal activities together. We'd go down to his garden and in the orchard and pick the fruits and veggies, and we'd spend time chopping up apricots and apples for jams and for pies, and pick tomatoes, pick lollyberries for pies. And then after that, we'd sit down every Sunday and play our weekly cribbage game, and the cribbage game didn't take a whole lot of discussion. It was mostly just looking at the cards. On hikes, we'd notice that some of the others would get into very lively discussions, but Dad and I would we had a penchant for just walking and focusing on the trail, so it was always good to hike behind him and we could sort of share the silence together. Dad did do some very eloquent writing in the last couple years. He put together six volumes of his history and stories and photos from all throughout his life, including many events that us girls had never really heard about, like he gave the details of his work on the Nimbus Dam, which was new to me, even though I think he had talked about it occasionally. So it was great to be able to look through all that. He installed in us a love of travel, and he introduced us to what were really some of the most beautiful places in the world, like Chile and our ancestral home in Norway, and the Bay Area, of course. And one of our favorite places to go was each summer we would take a hike up from Lake Tahoe's Meek Bay to Crag Lake in Desolation Wilderness. And sometimes we'd head on up to some of the other lakes, Stony Ridge or Rubicon as well. And about 5/6 of the way up to Genevieve, which is the first lake, there's this rock that hangs over precariously over the trail. And each year, Dad would have all of us push it back to make sure it would stay in place for another year. And Dad took his last trip up to Crag Lake in 2003, and he took loads of photos of every part of the trail that year, and so we have a record of the whole trail now. And each year, some of us will diligently come back and give that rock another push to make sure that it stays up for another year. This past summer, my cousin Alice and I shoved it up for the summer, and we hope that in the summers ahead, we'll ensure that this rock stays up and that the path keeps open just as Dad loves it.